Biden spikes migrant population by 3 million to 48 million. By Neil Munro on October 28, 2022. President Joe Biden has inflated the immigrant population by almost 3 million people since he was inaugurated in January 2021, says a study by the Center for Immigration Studies. The 47.9 million foreign-born residents, legal and illegal, in September 2022 is the largest number ever recorded in any U.S. government survey or census, and 2.9 million larger than in January 2021 when President Biden took office, the center reported on October 27. As a share of the total population, the foreign-born now account for 14.6% of the population, or 1 in 7 U.S. residents, the highest percentage in 112 years, said the report, which is based on federal data. Biden's rush of illegal migrants is 1.5 times the inflow of legal immigrants, the report noted. Biden's inflow is managed by his progressive deputies, led by Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas, who are deliberately pushing the population of illegal aliens above 13 million. Biden's deputies have welcomed many more than 2.9 million legal immigrants, visa workers, and illegal migrants. But the inflow is offset by the fact that many migrants leave the United States or die of natural causes. The growing migrant population is shifting the 2022 midterms, said William Gein, founder of Allipac, which backs candidates who oppose migration. Gein estimates Biden's inflow of new migrants to be around 4 million, and he told Breitbart News. The three top issues that we believe GOP candidates win on are illegal immigration, crime, and inflation, and those three are fueling each other. Illegal immigration is fueling crime and fueling inflation. One of the reasons we don't have enough housing, apartments, used cars and baby formula in America is this importation of over 4 million people in 22 months by the Biden administration. The population of immigrants has been rising rapidly since 1965. The inflow of immigrants was shut down in 1924, after decades of public pressure. When Biden was born in 1942, the population of immigrants was about 11 million. The immigrant share of the nation's population was just 1 in 13 and was heading down to the record low share of 1 in 20 in 1970. The shortage of labor after 1924 forced companies to hire American migrants, such as Southern Black Americans, and to invent new technologies and labor-saving practices. That economic policy raised wages and exports throughout the 1950s and 1960s. But a multi-decade lobbying campaign by business and ethnic groups pushed Congress to reopen the nation's doors in 1965. The resulting 1965 inflow of immigrants was doubled by the 1990 immigration law. So the number of migrants in the United States spiked from 10 million in 1970 up to 20 million in 1990, and 40 million in 2010. By 1990, the immigrant population was rising above 1 in 13 U.S. residents. It grew to 1 in 9 in 2000 and is now 1 in 7. The flood of immigrants, and the export of many jobs to free trade China, has been great for coastal investors. It has stalled median wages, spiked real estate prices, and redistributed national wealth to investors. Biden's inflow has added about 1 million households to the nation, said Camerata. Immigrants and their children now account for 1 in 5 U.S. residents, 65 million. The center's report said. That 65 million is 1 in 5 of the U.S. population of 331 million people. The massive inflow has shifted a vast amount of money, civic status, and political clout from wage earners to investors, from young people to old people, from the central states to the coastal cities, and from the manufacturing businesses to the consumption businesses. This economic shift helps to explain why the federal government continues its extraction migration strategy of goosing the U.S. economy with poor workers, consumers, and renters pulled from poor countries. The establishment's preference for a population of grateful, compliant, and cheap migrants is like a lawyer divorcing the aging first wife who paid for his college degree, said one sardonic advocate for Americans. The first wife? She's older now. She's had a couple like kids. And you know, the kids are hard to raise and she's not looking as good as she used to be. So I'd rather go with a young glamorous wife. If present trends continue, the center's report says, The foreign-born share of the population will reach 14.9% of the U.S. population in August next year, surpassing the all-time highs reached in 1910, 14.7%, and 1890, 14.8%. Many polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration. But the polls also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into the jobs needed by the families of blue-collar and white-collar Americans. This third rail opposition is growing: anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.